Okay. Okay, everybody, say we'll have part half an hour Gemara, half an hour Chumash, and then okay. So we've discussed that there's a concept of psul of avir and psul of schach posel. The psul of avir is three tfachim. So that means, so what do we mean? That means the three tfachim go from one side of the sukkah to the other. Three tfachim avir, and that splits the sukkah in two. So now you have two sukkahs. So great, you have two sukkahs. But if the sukkahs are not divided, then each sukkah has a sheer sukkah. That means it has a sheer sukkah and has three defanos, then you'll be up the creek. So the concept of schach posel is it goes from one menakotzer lakotzer. Either har. This way, you know, it could go this way, width or left, from one side to the other. So if you have schach posel, so the schach posel also means like you have a metal pole, but it's schach posel is posel with four tfachim. So it's four tfachim schach posel, and it goes all the way, either all the way width, all the way left, and now the sukkah is divided in two parts, so because schach posel makes it two separate parts, and therefore each sukkah is its own sukkah, and therefore it'll only be good if each sukkah, or at least one of the sukkahs that you want to sit in, has its shear from Zion al Zion, and it also has the you know, the it has the defanus. And the same thing, so that's what the din is of schach posel and avir. Okay, so that's the din. Now, the Gemara says on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, take a look. We take a look first on Amud Aleph on page 1, in the middle of the page, where it says, Rav the Yosef Yikamri, Avir Posel Bishlosha, Schach Posel Posel Barba. Okay. But then, there's another Gemara that makes a distinction between, are you allowed to, but if it's less than four tefachim, then it's not a problem. And if it's less than three tefachim of avir, it's not a problem. It doesn't divide the sukkah. But the Gemara says, I don't know if I Xerox this Gemara, but the Rush quotes it. Let me see if I put it in the packet. I should have put it in the packet, but I don't know if I did. Yeah, take a look in the Rush. On page 3. So, Chor, what's the din if it's less than four tefachim of schach pasul? It's not, doesn't divide the sukkah. And what if it's less than three tefachim of avir? It doesn't divide the sukkah. But the question is, are you still allowed to sit under that schach pasul? So it's true, it doesn't divide the sukkah, but could you sit under it? So the Gemara says, yeah, look at the beginning of the Rush. Rav Oshi Omer Lo Tzchor L'Sach Pasul. Pachis Tosuch Tanu Mai Yotzin Maskel Rav Oshaya. This is Zemit Starif Yeshayin Tachtav, the Zemit Starif Enyeshayin Tachtav. Where's that Gemara? That's like on the next stop. I don't think I Xeroxed it. That's on. In other words, there's a difference between Tzchach Pasul and Avir. That Schach Pasul, if it's less than four tefachim, is doesn't divide the sukkah, and you're allowed to sit under the Schach Pasul. But by Avir, even if it's less than three tefachim, ain't yishein im tachtav. That's a Gemara here. I think you test. Yeah, you test. You test. Here, at the bottom of you test number hour. Amalei Rav Avad Zemit Star V'Yishayin Tachtav. Four lines from the bottom. We have a Gemara here. Zemit Star V'Yishayin Tachtav. Zemit Star V'Ein Yishayin Tachtav. So that's a big distinction. In other words, if it's less than four, it's Mitzdarev. Doesn't divide the sukkah up. It's part of the sukkah. And you can even sit under the Schach Pasul. Right. But Avir, if it's pachas mi gimel, so then it's mitzdarif to the sukkah, and it doesn't divide the sukkah up, but you can't sit under it. So what do you think? Okay, something like that. Something like that. So says the Rush. So that's a very strange thing, because then it'll come out that say you have a sukkah, you have schach. But say there's a sliver of air that's going. So like you have to mamish, make sure it's totally, there's going to be pachas mi gimel. So then how do you ever sit in the sukkah then? So that's what the Rosh asks. V'lotikshi heich, on page 3, on the left side, second arrow. V'lotikshi l'cheich yukal adam lizar b'sukkah m'lei ha'nikovim, shol yoshin tachas ha'nikovim. So he says the difference is like this. The difference is, the Rosh says, that the Avir is a problem if it goes from right to left, even if it's a little bit. It's not going to divide the Sukkah, but Yishen of Tach, Ochel and Tach. In Ochanami. So, in a sukkah, you have foliage, like my father told me, in old days, the sukkah, they just took the foliage. There wasn't bamboos, there wasn't mats, on every block they put foliage. So it's not going to, so there can be little air spaces here and there, but it's not going to be going through the whole width or the whole length. So then it's not a problem, because the whole idea of Ein Yishein Tachtav is if it's Al Pnei Kulo. So some people, based on this Rosh, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, we'll see. This Rosh is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, I'll show you the Shulchan Aruch here. The Shulchan Aruch says, on page 8, Avir bein begadol bein katana shovim, the bein be'emta bein menatzad b'shlosh tefachim, psul apoch b'shlosh k'sheir, tarif alo hashlim hasukah, ve'ein yishtachin sheinim tachtov. But you can't sleep under it. But says the Ramah, the Dafka Shaholech al Pnei Kol HaSukkah. O Sheish Bukhdei Lamar of Rosh of Verubo. Have a Malav Hachi Mutter, the Ain of Sukkah Shein Bo Nekovim Nekovim. There's no Sukkah that doesn't have little holes. Oh, so some people are of the opinion, and who else says that besides the Rosh? Take a look in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, told us on the Machava, page 7. Close to the second arrow, close to the Tosas of Sukkah Gedola, Avir, Pachas Mishlosha. Yishenim tachtov. Avom sukatana yishenim tachtov. That was over holech al pnei. Okay, it's a little difficult, but the Rosh says. So therefore, some people are machmir, the Rosh Hashanah is machmir. We have to see if everyone agrees to this. That if you have bamboo sticks, so this is the old shayla of bamboo sticks, because you put it one way. So if you look at any given bamboo, there's going to be a little sliver of air that's usually going to be. Go through the hole from one side to the other. So Rav Shechter is of the opinion, so therefore you have to put, if you can put it all vertical, then you have to put one horizontal. So it won't be al pnei kulo. To me, it was always puzzling to say that, that the people who are putting the sukkahs, this bamboo one way, that they're not yotze, it's So what's the pshat? So take a look in the Radvaz. Yeah, that's why it's very, the Rabbi Yerucham is very unclear. That's why I don't want to spend so much time, because it makes things much.
And also, assuming that Silke is Silke Meruvim and Hamotzo, again, why don't we say, well, if this was.
It doesn't matter, but that's the din. That's the Yishenim Tachtav, you don't say love.
Even if you say yes, love is the answer.
Right. So the Radvaz on page 11 says, Yesh machmirim yotzeh shekosu dein Yishenim Tachtav zanver fil pol zishlosh dvachim zavadei chumra gdola shere roshu verubo tachas haschach hakosher yoshem. He says it's not mistaber that there should be such a halacha, because lemaisa, if he's sleeping on the sukkah and there's little air spaces between each bamboo, the lemaisa rosh of aruba is in the sukkah. Right? So how do you come to pasul, in other words, to say that if you're having bamboo sticks, you can't have them all one way, because then you'll have avir pochas migimel. So the Sefer Sheiris Yisrael, I've been, this is my mitzia. I've been thinking about this for 30 years now. And I finally found the Sefer Sheiris Yisrael, who's Rav Yisrael Zev Mintzberg. He was Rav of Ladas Chassidim, Mor Tzedek, Yishloi Matika, V'Charkach Bekatamon. So what does he say? So he saves the day. He says it doesn't mean like a slither like that. You know, because that's no chashiva. So like, you're having basically the bamboo, if you put bamboo poles one next to the other, there'll be a little crack, a little sliver of air that'll probably, unless you mamish, there'll probably be slivers of air between the two. He says he doesn't think that's what the rush meant. He says, Osalv. How the Emishain Tachta Fachos begin with Fachal Koporim Beinachay Brochpo Tefach? He says he doesn't think if it's not a Tefach, then there's no Chashivas to the airspace. Then there's no Chashivas to the airspace. You follow? Because he doesn't think that. And therefore, in those cases of the bamboo sticks, in the case of the bamboo sticks, so usually it's not going to be a tefach. So in the tefach, so that's something chashuv. So it looks like, you know, the sukkah is empty over there. So they said maybe midrabanan you shouldn't sleep under it. But if it's mamish, like a little space, he doesn't think that that would be a problem. Then even Yishenim Tachtav. So that's what the Sheiris Yisrael says. So the question is, when the Rosh said what he said, does he mamish mean a mashahu? So it could be in a chanami. He means mamish a mashahu. It's hard to, I mean, the Radva says See, the Radvaz is like sort of arguing with the Rosh. He's saying it's not mistaber, this whole halacha. So, but, so he can maybe argue, you know, he's the Kadmon, the Sheir Shiloh, I'm not going to argue, but he says, I think the din of that pachos migimbal doesn't mean, therefore, a mashahu. It means something of chashivas. But the question is, not everyone agrees. I mean, he made up this shiur. But Moshe Sternbach also, in the Moedim Zman on page 21, so he also discusses this. In other words, is it mamish or mashahu? So he writes me'ata on page 21. Me'ata ain shum chashash besukah shalano shakanim hafsheish avir mashal perikua. And what posting is in issue tacht of avir perikua? Rosh of beruba posto mayim shatzil se beruba mashu shenikar lamata posto kai gavno shalom nikar lamata kosher b'chol ofen. Melech shaschach bes בקנם אמשי יש משהו מאפסי קנם אב וסמיכי ומגינים סוכו ואין חמו כי גם בכל יבא קושי גם סוכו למטה he says he also says that it has to be something of significance שצילסה ברובה במשהו Nikra Lamata. Avak Shalom Nikra Lamata Kosher B'chol Ofen. It has to be Nikra that is the airspace. So if you have basically so much schach on top, it's just a little spot there, that's not nikar lamata. Because the... So if you have a sukkah that's not... It's still some rubber chamasa, it's like 60-40. So those type of sukkahs, it'll be nikar lamata if you have an airspace, the airspaces. But he thinks that if you have it very, you know, a lot of full with bamboos, so the little space lamata is going to make a difference. I don't know. But he also was not. And the Aruch HaShulchan also speaks about this. Aruch HaShulchan on page 9. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. That's tough Reish Lamed Beis Hey. That's chak posel pachas vidal tfach and mutu lishon tachta of the bottle of gabe kol asukah. Yeah, aval min hatzad the posel vidal amas lishon shurach vidal tfach v'avi ha pachas v'kol mochum lishon tachta v'avu pish ha pachas v'gim mitzdaiv v'gim lehech shasukah It has to be something that's nicker. But like if this basically the things are next to each other, and if you look carefully, you'll see a sliver. That's not nicker. Nicker means you can see one pole is here, one pole is here, and it's very obvious. That's what the Rosh was talking about. That's no good. So therefore, this idea that they need to have like some machmir. That they need to have crisscrosses, I think is a chumri yisera. Okay, why not do it to be yotzei? To say that somebody who doesn't do it, the schach, you wouldn't eat in it. I mean, today, anyway, the bamboos are out of style, and now we're into the mat generation. So the mats, you usually don't have a problem because they'll have something that's. They'll have multi-directional in the mats. The bamboos are, one-directional, but the mats are. Okay, so we'll continue with this. We'll take a 2-minute break, and then we'll start Chumash. Hello.